You know, Saturday night was, at least because I live in South County, I'm a BTU customer, that was as long and as furious a storm as I think I've ever seen in my life. I mean, where we happen to be. And, I mean, lots of thunder, lots of lightning, and I guess our power is off for about an hour and a half. But, you know, you guys had it back on, and to my way of thinking, that was pretty fast, really, considering the conditions.
We appreciate it. We had all hands on deck, I would say, Saturday night. I think the ferocity of the storm kind of caught everybody by surprise, but we got our crews in. And of course, when that happens, you've got you know, trees down across lines. You've got to cut in. You've got to get across the gates. And we lost several spans of conductor that had to be pulled back up. So it was a little more involved than the usual squirrel or snake issue.
Now, and so what is the BTU policy, if you will? Because, again, this was a strong electrical storm as well. I mean, it did dump some rain, but there was plenty of lightning out there, too. So, I mean, what kind of considerations have to be taken when we're talking about a strong electrical storm, too?
Well, we actually, you know, transmission distribution systems have a lot of safeguards built into them. You know, they have a lot of lightning arresting material that is always in place. And so you just have to be ready for it. And those, when they do go out, you know, they're doing their job at that point. We've got things called reclosers. And when you see your lights blink a little bit, that's usually because a piece of protective equipment is working at that time. And it's trying to keep a fault from happening to the extent where a line does melt down or catch on fire.
So we're not necessarily seeing workers having to be up in the sky and elevated. Is that basically right?
The guys will start, you know, once a storm comes through, I mean, they're got to go in and get their trucks, get on site, and then they'll start working on it. And hopefully by the time they get on site, the storm's clear. But you know, our guys, we measure a couple of things called SAIDI and SAIFI, which is basically how many times lights go off and then how long they stay off. So that's our report card every year, and we take it very seriously.
Hmm. Well, again, it was inconvenient and all that kind of stuff, but it comes back on, and just reliability for obviously same thing true for College Station. We need to not take for granted the fact that that the lights are on. It takes a lot of hard work, and then every once in a while, Mother Nature comes in and makes your life more difficult.
No, it does.
All right, so what's going on at BTU?
Well, we wanted to talk this week about Public Power Week. The American Public Power Association, once a year, sets a week aside to just talk about public power and the value of it. And you and I have had the conversations before that in this area, we do have public power. That means city councils make decisions on rates and things like that, rather than you know, the Public Utility Commission with a stakeholder board. The difference between public power and investor owns is just that. You know, with investor owns, you've got to make a profit margin to pay off your investors, whereas with public power, the rates are set to be not for profit. Any money made goes back into the system and used just to run the business.
I admit I'm a little geeky on this, but it makes me wonder. Obviously, the whole idea of rural cooperatives in Texas were important because we just had so much land. There were so many people who lived so far away, and I could understand why investor-owned wouldn't want to be out in West Texas and be a part of this. But in the grand scheme of things, across the whole palette, have we seen fewer public power providers over the last 10, 15 years? Are there more, or are they just the same?
You know, it's roughly the same. It's about 2,000 public power providers across the United States. About 47 million Americans are served by public power. There, you know, occasionally you'll have a city that's being served by an investor owned. That's happening right now, I think, in Colorado Springs, I believe, or Boulder, where they're actually trying to purchase the system from an investor owned and get that local control that we enjoy. So, you know, I think numbers are stable. I think in Texas there's about 72 municipally owned systems. So there's many more municipally owned systems than there are investor owned.
How many situations, to your knowledge, are there in America where we have what we have here, two cities that actually abut, and one is a public provider and the other one is an investor?
Well, both of College Station and...
But they buy from somebody else,
yes,
am I not?
Yeah. But
you generate... Well, let me rephrase, because they are both public, right?
Okay.
But you generate, and the adjacent city does not generate.
Yeah, that's true. I think by the fact that we have our own generation capabilities, that definitely is an advantage for us. I think years ago... I believe College Station did buy from BTU
right.
years ago.
But I mean, do you know of any other situations where that happens, where you've got one company, one city that's generating, and one that abuts it is not necessarily doing business with
them? Well, you know, there's like the Colorado River Authority, Lower Colorado River Authority in Austin. They sell to about 35 municipals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty common thing for a large, what they call a G&T, or a generation transmission provider, like AEP or LCRA. They sell to most municipals. There's, I believe, 8 municipals in the state that have some generation capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And so, luckily, Brian, many years ago, got in that business back in 1909.
Yep. Seems to have been a pretty good move. Now, and speaking of that, obviously y'all are doing things to try to help people as far as save money and save power, and you've got an initiative going with businesses that you're going to be kicking off?
Yeah, October 1, our Smart Business Program started. I was back talking to you a couple of months ago about our Smart Home Program, mm-hmm. for homeowners. This is just the other half of that. It's called Smart Business. It's for any commercial customer. And roughly the rules are if you can find a way that will be 20% more efficient, we can work with you to help incentivize some of the upgrades that you can do to your system.
Now, do they have to find the efficiencies, or will you help them find the efficiencies?
You know, we have energy account managers that will be happy to visit with anybody who feels like they just – want to take a look at their systems and see if there's a better way to do it. Things like lighting in commercial buildings, you know, commercial industrial motors, things like that, where anything that there's just better technologies on nowadays, we'll try to help you with.
Well, and we talked about the home thing, and that's some of that can be not a big capital expenditure. It can be solar screens and things like that right. that can immediately make a difference. But mm-hmm. for a business, I mean, sometimes it may take a significant capital investment for them to be able to reap the benefits of the efficiencies.
Yeah,
right?
that's correct. What we help them do is figure out what their payback period is. And, you know, you look at that and decide whether the investment is worthwhile from the owner's standpoint. Many times things like lighting, there's just some really good like LED lighting that a lot of people are going to right now that is lighting that not only does it not use very much energy, but the maintenance cost is just very, very low for many years.
Amen. I just got some LEDs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They've come a long way.
It really is. It's amazing. The price is down to the point where it doesn't take your breath away, and they last forever,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Pretty much, and that's it. Well, if they want some more information on taking the initiative from a business, what do they need to do?
Just go to our website, btuutilities.com, and take a look at that. Give us a call or whatever, and we'll be happy to help them.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. That's David Worley in from BTU.